You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show.
Hey there, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans. It feels good to be back. We're here at AfterBuzz TV doing the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show after a month-long hiatus. So good to be back. Season 1, Episode 14, Tahiti with periods. I'm not going to spell it. I'm Matt Lieberman. Joining me on the panel, of course, is the fantastic and talented Miss Megan Salinas.
Hey, everyone.
Fantastic and talented Miss Kristen Carroll.
Hey, guys.
Fantastic and talented Miss Joyce Ajuri.
So good to be back.
Woo. I may say the same thing for all three, but it doesn't make it not true. It is very true. So, gang, what an episode. So great to be back with such just a whiz-bang fun hour. We got to see a great new character in Bill Paxton's Agent Garrett. We got some answers. We got a bunch more questions.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I normally we'd wait till the end to talk about this, but I'm sure it's the only thing on everyone's minds. Who was in that tank? And we may have some answers for you.
Who is that blue alien hanging out?
Right.
I love your initial reaction. Dr. Manhattan?
Yeah.
What are you but doing then, here?
But then his lower half was cut off. I was like, nope.
Nope. That would not happen to Dr. Manhattan. Dr. Manhattan is basically God.
He would not stand for that.
Right.
No.
And this guy can't stand
because
he's missing the lower half.
No.
But here's the thing. We went to Reddit. And someone posted a Wikipedia entry. This guy, Shart Attacked, which I'm so pleased to say out loud, posted a Wikipedia entry that leads to some pretty compelling evidence.
Do we want to say possible spoilers, or are we just throwing this out there as a theory?
We're throwing this out
our
there.
Our Twitter follower, Haywood, said we could spoil away.
Okay. We're throwing this out there as a theory. This is not confirmed, but we have some pretty solid evidence to support it, so bear with us. So, Captain Marvel, or Captain Marvel, in the ultimate Marvel comics, he is introduced as Mar-Vell, this Kree alien. The Kree is a race of aliens that's at war with another race called the Skrulls, who are super baddies, although the Kree have done some pretty crummy things time to time. And his actual name is Geheneris Halason Mar-Vell. G-H. Geheneris Malason Halason. You can look up a picture of him. He is a big blue guy. G.H. Geheneris Halason. We may be looking at Captain Marvel here. One of his powers is increased healing, which could explain the 325, which is able to cause massive cellular regeneration in humans. How do you guys feel? What do you guys think?
I think you have a case there, Matt Lieberman.
Thank you.
agreed.
All thanks to Shart Attacked.
Best name ever. I like to think of him as an unraveling sweater. Like, they're taking his cells or injecting it in possibly Coulson, and then also in Sky. And with each injury that they, you know, take away from him, like, he kind of just unravels.
He deteriorates.
Yeah. And that explains his legless state.
Yeah.
Anybody else find it weird that there are only two guys guarding that whole facility? I mean, you have this big blue alien in a tube.
And that's probably kind of not important. The only thing that they were hiding there, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, only two guys guarding the door, and they're the only thing they say is, huh, how'd they find us? Huh, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, who hired them? Matt?
No, it was not me.
You were one
you
of
were
them.
You were there.
I was not there.
We found Matt's doppelganger.
One of the second of the two guys to die, the one that they question looks kind of like me, but without my character nose.
Watch it again. Do a screen cap comparison.
You can do a screen cap.
You have to, like, make the lighting dark in here, and then, like, you're almost dying.
You also need to grow out a little
I'm
bit
dying.
Of scruff.
I
He's
trim
getting
it.
There.
I
do
shave
I know
it for
you?
The shows. Look.
It's good.
Do I know you? In any case, we have potentially Captain Mar-Vell in in this bunker and potentially blown up, which, you know, if it is him, it would kind of remove him from being able to be used in the movies and further in the television show.
But maybe not his kind, though, because, you know, maybe his other people will be really pissed that they blew him up.
Yeah.
Well, they could also probably clone him somehow if they found a way. Well, he's still alive.
And if he does have regenerative properties, maybe, you know, maybe as long as there's something of him left, you know, he can regenerate. Yeah. And, you know, as if he can figure out the breathing problem.
Because, yeah. Weren't you saying there's a breathing problem?
Yeah. I was looking it up on Wikipedia, and the Kree have a, according to Wikipedia, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. But the Kree have a problem breathing on Earth. They need a more nitrogen enriched environment in order to breathe. And so one of the things that this Wikipedia article said was that they require the sort of liquid sort of breathing apparatus. And so that's probably why they had him in this
stasis
tube.
Tank. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it me or was his eye, like, were his eyes just gone? Like, that was so creepy.
It was pretty gross.
At first I thought it was like a version of Coulson. Like, because I just saw a bunch of stitches and like a scar kind of close to his heart, if I'm not mistaken. And I know that Coulson was pierced. His heart was, you know, cut in half, basically.
That would have been creepy.
That's why I thought maybe Coulson was so traumatized and haunted. Like, maybe he realized it was himself, but it makes more sense for him to be Captain Mar-Vell.
Right.
Yeah.
To be an alien. And then also, that makes the guest house moniker even more apt because we're hosting a guest from another world.
True that.
We don't know what Tahiti stands for.
What was the guest?
It was like...
The alien hidden in tank.
Interesting. That was their
there
guess.
There should be a question mark at the
interesting?
End of that.
Yeah.
Tahiti?
Yeah.
We should all come up with our own definitions.
Oh, we
the
totally
end of the
should.
Show.
Time always has its time. Interesting?
Isn't it?
We have to end each one with interesting.
Question
time,
mark?
Yeah, time always
no
has its turn.
No period after that isn't last it? I. It's a question
yeah,
mark.
Exactly. Okay, so we have this guy in this tube, but let's roll this all the way back. You know, we've got Skye. She's gravely wounded. She's on her deathbed. They're trying to find a way to save her. The doctors in Switzerland can't do it. So they try to fly to Bethesda, where Phil is supposed to have been operated on. I'm saying Phil casually because since I've now apparently been on the show, I know him very well.
You guys are like this. You're super tight, even though
super
they killed
tight.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
Death brings people together.
Yeah. Well, you only kill the ones you love. It's true.
He could still survive. He'll just go downstairs and just shoot up some...
Get his buddy Mar-Vell to come and help him out.
Exactly.
GH, pass me.
Yeah. So they're flying with Ian Quinn to Bethesda from Zurich, and they get an order to stand down because they disobeyed an order. They were supposed to hand over Ian Quinn for questioning so he could be taken to the fridge. And who should touch down on the bus but Agent Garrett, played by Bill Paxton. And what a shot in the arm his presence is for this show.
He was so cool. Yeah.
I don't know what I was expecting from having him on the show. I thought he was just going to be like, you know, some of the other guests that we've had where it's like, oh, that was cool, you know. But, oh, my gosh, he just blew us all away, I think.
And they used him, too. Yeah. It wasn't just like Maria Hill comes in for a little bit, and you're like, yeah, oh, she's gone. And then it's, you know, Nick Fury comes in at the end, and you're like, yeah,
oh, that was funny, but
quick. It was more than a cameo.
Yeah, we're developing a character here, and he's given personal connections to multiple members of the cast. He was the SO to both Ward and Coulson.
Triplett.
Triplett. Yeah, he also.
I thought they just worked together.
Or maybe they just worked together. That's my bad. But they know each other. He was Ward's former SO. He's got this guy in tow, Triplett, who's hitting on Simmons. We're going to get to that,
that
in a bit.
Awesome.
Not subtle at all.
Not subtle at all, but that's what we appreciate. Here on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we love a good ship, and we've just boarded one.
Ship happy.
Yeah, going to get to that
we
later.
Do that, yeah.
But He's turned on all the charm, all, you know, 800 watts of his charm, and he's channeling, I feel like he's channeling Hudson from Aliens a little bit. It's been a while since he's had kind of like a gruff action-y role, and it feels like...
It's like Hudson grown up, though.
Yeah, if Hudson, you know, if it wasn't game over for Hudson, who would he have become? And he would have become Agent Garrett. Hudson was in the future. Go ahead.
I love that he, from the beginning, it was established that he doesn't like following rules, except for the one where he gets to take Quinn away from Coulson. But I love that he kept on with that through the entire episode, and he was like, screw it, we'll leave Quinn here. Like, you do what you have to do. Like, we'll go to Bethesda, whatever.
Yeah.
He was badass, especially in that scene where they were, like, running from the explosion.
Hopping onto the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, push the door out of the way that they couldn't push it earlier. And all of a sudden, now he has, like, this super strength. Yeah. Like, we're going to get out.
Right. And I love, I mean, he's 58. You know, he's 58 years old. Clark Gregg's in his mid-40s, at least.
And we, you know.
Yeah.
Melinda May's 50.
And, right.
Yeah.
I'm loving all these 40, 50-somethings kicking some butt, man. Let's get more of that.
Yeah, a lot of TV shows, like, if somebody's not young, you know, they have to play a certain type of character. Mm-hmm. And I like that, you know, we're not held to that on this show.
Yeah.
Maybe if anything, the weaker ones are the youngest ones.
Because they're so inexperienced, yeah.
Well, maybe everyone else is secretly injecting GHB-25 without all the youngsters' knowledge.
Maybe. Something like that. We got to watch out for that GH325. We're going to talk about
some of that.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little later in the show about what we think it's going to do to Skye, what it might have done to Coulson, any potential powers we may be dealing with. Ooh. Just a thought. But before we get to that, Garrett arrives and he and Coulson interrogate Quinn, and Garrett immediately shows him who's boss, grabs him by the tongue, and is just basically like, you know, if this girl dies, I take your tongue. The only reason I haven't taken it is because I need it for you to answer these damn questions.
Oh, yeah.
And just not to go back a little bit, but Agent May, oh my gosh.
She beat the crap out of him.
No hesitation, no thought to it. I love how her attitude towards Skye has totally changed. Even, you know.
Yeah, a couple episodes ago, I never would have thought we'd see this type of, like, emotional reaction from her.
Like, she's not letting it out. She's not letting it out on a boxing bag. She's letting it out on another person.
Well, do we think that's more because of Skye, or do we think it's... I thought a little bit... obviously, I think she has an attachment to Skye, but I think it's more of the fact that Skye's relationship with Coulson is so close, and she obviously, her and Coulson have a really, you know, deep friendship. And then on top of it, she did emphasize when she was beating him up, like, you know, it's like when you're helpless now, like she was helpless. And I don't think she likes, you know, people being picked on. And, you know, we've kind of seen that in the past where when somebody is in need, she wants to go in and help. I mean, that's part of the Calvary story that, you know, we heard about and how that all came about. So I think that just reminds her of all of that. I think that's a big part of it, besides it just being Skye. Because it's not like Simmons. I mean, Simmons and Skye, like, ship each other. You know, and I don't think it was necessarily that whole connection to the person of Skye. I think it's the other stuff as well.
I definitely think that's part of it, but I think she's more attached to a lot of the members of the group than, you know, she lets on.
Yeah.
And I think this is when we really get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Absolutely. She unleashes it all over his face, and he's left with some brutal bruises. Probably some of the, like, most gruesome bruise and work I've seen on a non-corpse on an ABC show, or at least in a while. It was pretty
good makeup job there.
Good makeup
Melinda
job.
May.
So Quinn is telling Coulson and Garrett about the clairvoyant and, you know, the fact that he sees everything except what happened to Coulson. And that's why he had Quinn shoot Skye, to force Coulson to have to explore that option, to show him where the solution is so that he can find out how to take it for himself.
But he can't. The clairvoyant can't see where they actually went, right? Like, he can't see anything that happened there. So he thought they were going to stay at Bethesda and figure it out there.
Well, it also may give us a clue to the clairvoyant, because if the comms don't work in the guest house, maybe the clairvoyant sees all through electrical signals.
Like he's a technomancer or something?
Yeah, or like telecom or something mm-hmm. like that, where it's not psychic and it's not omniscience. It's being able to tap into anything at any time.
Any signal.
Yeah. It could also...
That's why they have all this stuff in the eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe going off of that theory, do you think maybe the clairvoyant is like a computer program a la Skynet or something?
That would be very interesting if it was an artificial intelligence. I hadn't thought about that.
Impossible in the Marvel Universe.
Impossible?
Yeah. No.
Very.
Impossible.
And I meant possible.
Possible. I thought you said it's possible.
I thought I said and possible.
It's okay. It's Kim Possible.
No, she would make a great S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
She would make a terrific S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. But that's besides the point.
It's a story for another day.
Yeah. Though it is Disney, we can make that happen. If So, they find out, in this process, they're trying to find the guest house, or they're trying to find Bethesda, find Dr. Straighten, and straighten this whole thing out. And, Fitz uses some of his connections to get access to the S.H.I.E.L.D. data cube, which is basically the least efficient computer system I've ever seen.
It's like you're already in a regular old data library, yeah. And you're searching through it just as in a complicated way as...
Yeah.
Well, it's they were just moving the pictures like it was nothing, and I'm like, how can they tell what's what?
Yeah. Right.
Nothing was really labeled.
I love how it took all of Fitz's strength, like,
ugh. Right.
To move like this imaginary right thing.
Wheel, You'd be exhausted by the time you found anything, because you're too busy throwing around digital cubes to try to get folders that you can then open up, and then they turn into numbers, which are actually a landscape.
You have to turn it sideways, though.
It's a weird computer.
Unnecessarily complicated.
I want a screen.
And it was kind of a vague shape, too. It's not even like coordinates. It's kind of like this fuzzy picture that could literally be anywhere.
Yeah. It could be a piece of bread that was bitten into... And now we're looking at it from, like, table-high level.
It's actually Fitz's sandwich that he threw away.
Oh, my God. The poor sandwich.
We finally found it.
R.I.P. sandwich. You were a brave and trusted
you
sandwich.
You and your garlic aioli.
I know.
Buffalo mozzarella.
So good. But in...
I love that you remember that.
Yeah. I love my cheese.
Cheese is rad. So they're looking for this place or looking for anything on it. And they realize that there's this other facility called the guest house. It's not a S.H.I.E.L.D. facility. That's what the GH and GH325 stands for. And they find the location using the computer, land. But they don't know the signal to get in. How is the ride from Istanbul? They don't even try, honestly.
No.
They don't even try. They're going to break in anyway.
Time. I seriously thought that I told you guys when we were watching the front looked like Return of the Jedi. And
Endor.
And I'm like,
the Imperial base.
I thought they would open up when they realized it was Agent Coulson because he had been there before.
Yeah. Well, it's only the two guys and they're pretty young. So they could be the one guy kind of recognized him later, but they could have been the newbies after
left. That makes me wonder what sort of things come in and out of this facility.
Yeah.
You know,
they didn't seem like
they speak English.
They
apparently,
they didn't seem like they were very like, high level. I mean, they didn't act like it. They probably weren't trusted with any sort of information or history of the place. They were just guarding it poorly.
And they probably just knew, you know, the countersign, and that's it.
Yeah.
To let people in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm really curious to know what that was, the countersign.
I would say, how was the ride from Istanbul? Fair to middling. And that would be... Yeah, it was like fair to middling or very well, thank you.
I would figure like it's nobody's business but the Turks.
Yeah, oh, that would have been great. Okay, before we continue and bust this wide open the same way they busted open the guest house, gotta talk about iTunes. Don't skip ahead. If you try to skip ahead, I'll know and you'll no longer be one of my favorites. And you wanna be. Here's the thing, folks. We here at AfterBuzz TV, we put out over 70 hours of quality content every week. It's an absurd level of content, and it's a huge undertaking. And it really, really, you know, is a testament to everything that everyone who works here, all of the support staff, all the engineers and producers, what they do to get this stuff on the air is really astounding. And it's all free. That's the best part. You can watch it, stream it, listen to it, download it on any of your devices because we live in the future, and the future is amazing. But here's the thing, folks. We need your support. All this effort can't really just go to waste. We need somebody to reach back through the ether, through the internet, and let our bosses know, let our sponsors know that not only are we putting out quality content, but that our audience not only supports it and loves it, but that they're responding to what we're doing and that we're giving them what they want, that we're connecting with our audience. It not only makes our lives better, it makes our days brighter when we see your reviews, but it actively helps support the show. So please, if you have a second, go to iTunes, slap the show with a rating, give it a review. It only takes a second, doesn't cost any money, just a little bit of your time, and it really makes a huge difference. Going to give some shout-outs. It's been a while since we were on the air, so I have a few reviews to read off. Mad Dog Flip Chick, wonderful podcast, 5 stars. This podcast is a great supplement to watching the show. The comments are thoughtful, fun, and funny. Love it. Rob 1234567890 writes, great podcast, 5 stars. They give a great breakdown of each episode. They are true fans of the show. Very fun. I agree with the pre-written message that iTunes already had in place. Not sure what you're referring to, but I agree with it too. Shield.
I agree with it.
Yes. Rodimus Bill, Shield review, 5 stars. You guys do the best Agents of Shield podcast. I listen to about 10 of your shows and love them all. Keep up the good work. You guys rock. And coming from a DC fan, that's big.
Cool.
Woo. Hey, man, crossing party lines. I
DC
like it.
DC fans for life.
You know, we don't have to be exclusive. We can all get along.
Yeah, man. Disco Duck 73, great comedy, great comic relief during a long work day. 5 stars. I'm a new fan to TV show podcast, and I'm so glad I found this one. I look forward to listening to this show after every episode because it makes me think more about what I watched. I love hearing everyone's comments and opinions about what happened. It makes a long, crappy day at work so much better for 1 hour. Aww. Also, because of this great show, I've started listening to other AfterBuzz podcasts now, too. Thanks for taking the time to make this show and for making my day at work a little more enjoyable.
I hope one of those is awesome. Walking Dead. Yeah. Or Sherlock.
Oh, thank you.
Or Shameless. Yeah.
Or Shameless.
Or Helix. What? Brainster 11. I love this podcast. Greatest podcast for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mama Little. Awesome. Or Mama Little 7. One of the best podcasts. Love this show and the comic book references when given. Keep up the awesome work. I'm at The Shankster on Twitter. You should follow. Follow The Shankster.
What's up?
Fun Show by Barabel. Love listening to you guys. Makes traveling to and from work and going to the gym a lot more fun. Keep up the good work. Great show, great podcast from Ryan at Atlantis. Have to admit, I was let down by the ridiculous hype surrounding the first few episodes of the show, but giving it some time and falling in love with these characters, I'm totally sold on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and love listening to the AfterBuzz podcast every week. Thanks for all the entertaining, thought-provoking commentaries. Best Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast from Smart Alec. Best podcast for the Marvel show. Very entertaining, funny, and the hosts pose great questions and predictions for the season. Keep it up. You guys. Aww. From Jason from Cali.
We love these.
Yes, 5 stars. I always look forward to hearing your insights and thoughts about the show. Oh, no, that's from January 15th. I don't know why that's at the bottom. But in any case, thank you all for your reviews. And for your ratings. It legitimately helps make the show better.
And it was really nice. We got an email the other day, and I can't remember the name of the person, but it was awesome because they sent it to our boss, and then our boss sent it to us.
Yes. And if you don't have access to iTunes, you can do that as well by emailing info@AfterBuzzTV.com and telling them directly how much you like what we do and this show. So, all right.
Definitely makes our day.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Warms our heart.
Okay. Yeah. Now, before we get into the assault on the guest house and everything that went down, I want to switch gears for a second and talk about love.
Yay! We get to be ship happy.
We switched it.
Yeah, I'm switching it up. I don't
got
care.
It. I like. Yeah. I like it.
So, Simmons,
you're tripping us up.
Okay, so do we have a ship name for Tripp and Simmons?
Trippins.
Simlet.
Simlet?
No, I like Trippin.
Trippins.
Yeah, Trippins.
Trippins.
Yes. Trippins works.
Because she's tripping on him, and he's tripping on her, and his name is bound, Tripp, bound, and they're gonna bound. Trip. Anyway, the fact is, the man's very forward. He's very direct. Used to work with Ward, who I once thought, you know, he and Simmons were going to wind up together before the whole May thing happened. And, you know, she's very flattered by what he says. And
she's adorable every time somebody hits on her.
Because
she
she's
likes
not
someone.
Used to
she's
it.
Like, wait,
I like
is
it.
Is it what I think it is?
Yeah. Oh, it so is. It to the point that Garrett actually says it to her that Tripp is, you know, very high on you. So the show wants it to happen. It's not just us. We have corroborating evidence.
Yes. He said he'll be back.
Yeah.
He wants her in his corner.
Yeah. She's going to be like, no, ooh, I'm Skye's girl.
Sorry, not what I love
her. Was that a thing that ever happened?
Well, no, it was just funny. It was just when he was talking to her, it's like, you can't imagine your life without her. And she goes, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I know what that's like or something like that. And he was hitting on her, but she was talking about Skye. And it was like,
oh, you were reading into it.
Well, and I follow them both on Twitter.
Oh.
And both the actresses are really good friends, and they always joke about, like, we're going to actually ship Skye with Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting if they actually...
Hey, man, if ABC goes there, I'm all more for it. Progressive and friendly, and they know their audience. Yes. But support this pairing. I like Tripp. I want to see more of him. We know that we're getting at least three more episodes with Bill Paxton's Agent Garrett mm-hmm. this season, so I assume we'll be seeing Tripp in at least one or two of those.
I love Tripp and Ward's chemistry, but also their tension between each other.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. That would be really cool to see evolve.
They're definitely,
later on.
You know, they definitely respect each other.
Oh, yeah.
But because they're, you know, they're both so good at their jobs that, you know, they're not going to back off.
Well, I think Tripp's a slightly more fun version of Ward.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, because they're both serious. They can both kick butt. They both, you know, have the same SO. I mean, so obviously they have the same mentality and everything like that. But just even when, you know, Tripp's like, well, how did Coulson get this plane? He's like, and Ward goes, he died. And he goes, that's tight.
Yeah.
Or is that a full bar?
Then you kind of, yeah, then you kind of appreciate
plane.
Him.
Did
yeah.
anybody notice that when Garrett was saying hi to Ward after Tripp and Ward were hitting each other, did anybody notice, like, kind of a look from Tripp, like kind of jealous almost, because it seems like Garrett and Ward have like
that
a really
history.
Good like father-son kind of relationship.
Well, I didn't catch that.
It's hard, you know. Tripp has the same job that Ward had ostensibly for years.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, he's filling Ward's shoes. It's not something that either of them is going to be able to forget. And, you know, the fact is, I'm sure that Garrett looks for Ward in everything that Tripp does. And I imagine that Ward was a little less buttoned up when he was with Garrett, you know?
Yeah, he's a lot...
And
he
he's a little less
robotic.
Buttoned up, though, with May, too.
I mean, that's... You're so right. But my point is, Garrett and Coulson have differing management styles and different modes of conversation. You know, Garrett wears his wild side more on his sleeve, versus Coulson, who, you know, he wears a tie. He wears the bulletproof vest over his shirt and tie.
Well, and I kind of think it says a lot about, you know, what their jobs are like. Like, when you lose people around you and when you work in a job that's so dangerous, when you see something you want, like a la Simmons, if you're somebody like Tripp, you're going to go for it. Whereas somebody like
time's
Ward...
Because time's short. You might die.
Exactly. Whereas somebody like Ward is maybe like, no, like, after
he
having...
Tiptoes around
he tries to keep himself distant a little bit. So, I think that says a lot about just S.H.I.E.L.D. agents in general.
I want to know what Garrett meant when he was telling, I think, Ward, like, you don't know what I could stop Coulson from doing. Or what, I don't know the exact quote where he was, remember, and you reacted, you were like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, no, it was, no, he was talking about Ward. It was Garrett saying, like you can't imagine you can't imagine the things I've asked him to do.
I've talked this guy into.
Yeah, I've talked this guy into.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh?
Wait, what?
I'm like, are we talking butt stuff?
maybe Garrett has like a bottle of wine too.
Butt stuff?
He goes
Probably
into
not.
A hotel room and he's like, what?
Well, no, that wasn't wine. It was whiskey.
Oh,
it was
whiskey.
Nice
okay.
scotch. But granted, I don't think that Garrett talked Ward into butt stuff.
No, but it's open for interpretation.
I think it's more fraternity
type
stuff.
Right.
Like maybe hazing or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Things involving beer cans or beer kegs, you know, things like that.
But not
drinking whole
his
beer
butt.
Kegs.
Right. We get our four men together, Coulson, Ward, Garrett, and Fitz, and they break into this compound. these two guys are so nonchalant, just gearing up to kill these guys. Oh, I guess we got to kill these guys. All right.
Which makes me wonder how often this sort of thing comes up.
Right.
A lot.
You want the right or the left? Left's good.
Left's all right.
They thought they were going to succeed this time.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't realize what they were dealing with. And through use of a flash grenade, they are able to get through, kill these guys, and, you know, find this GH325, unfortunately activating the Semtex, which is wired throughout the entire facility. They have only 9-ish minutes to get out.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
Why set the timer so high?
Yeah. Usually it's like 1 minute.
I mean, there are only two people to evacuate.
Well, they probably set that Semtex when there were more people working there.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, and the alien, and then yeah. It takes a little longer to move him out.
It's okay, true.
You have to wheel him out on a dolly.
Yeah. Exactly.
He, on a gurney.
He needs 9 minutes. They practice this. Yeah.
So they get in, get the drug. Coulson spies this door, Tahiti, and he stays behind, and he discovers something horrible. This alien, potentially Captain Mar-Vell, Jehenaris Hallowson. I don't remember exactly what I said earlier.
Or possibly just some other member of the Kree, but yeah. The GH would make sense.
Yeah,
it's an avatar.
It's a Na'vi.
Right.
They're going to have that at, you know, Disney World, Animal Kingdom at some point. So you never know. They're trying to.
Maybe this is where the crossover happens.
I'm definitely kidding. I don't think it's an avatar. So people, please don't write Kristen, you're wrong. It's not an avatar.
Right.
I don't think it is.
It could even just stand for guest housing. The guest housing of the guest house. Is right there. But regardless, we made our case with Captain Mar-Vell. They're able to get out of there in time, thank goodness. But Coulson at the last time was like, no, don't give her the vaccine, don't give her the 325.
He was so tortured this episode.
Yeah.
He was so torn. He wanted to save Sky as soon as possible, as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. But then when it came down to the wire, he was like, no, like, I don't want to anymore.
Yeah, and how crazy is that the entire episode, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes.
Exactly.
And then to see him go, no.
Exactly. He was so in both extremes,
yeah.
This show.
Here's what I'll say about that. Because he also has to look out and see the operating table where he was kept alive and begged to die.
Yeah.
And
he
the machine that helped him do
this
it.
Episode.
Mm-hmm. And he was haunted. And
yeah.
and Clark Gregg's performance this episode, great. I mean, he's always great, but haunted Coulson is my favorite Coulson because it is the furthest from his comfort zone we've ever seen him. The vulnerability off the charts.
So much more complex.
Yes.
His character.
And far more interesting to watch someone whose humanity is written on his face and not someone that we have to guess what he's thinking, what he's feeling.
Well, like when he was walking down that hallway, you could just
blank face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. But ultimately, it's too late. They inject her with the GH325, and she starts convulsing nearly 200 beats per second or beats per minute heart rate, which is crazy, not good for you. And then all of a sudden, she's fine. All of a sudden, she's fine.
Or so we think.
Or so we think. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
What do we think is happening to Sky right now?
I always thought she already had some sort of power because, like we found out before, she's an object of identified origin. Yeah. Or unknown
she's
origin.
An 084.
084.
Yeah.
So I always thought, I thought this episode I was going to see her kind of just heal herself and regenerate herself, but that wasn't the case. So I'm wondering, like, if this will add to what already is in her and make her even more of a force, more crazy powerful. I don't know.
Whoa, I just had a thought.
What's that?
Say
oh,
it.
God. What if she's a Skrull? Skrulls are shapeshifters, and she's been just stuck in this human form her whole life, and now she's being injected with Kree serum.
Yikes.
Yeah!
Well, there are also other, there are actually kind of pink Kree. As well, because there's this whole thing about the Kree's evolutionary state, like they're sort of locked in terms of like their evolutionary progression. And so a lot of other Kree's kind of tried to push this forward by breeding with other species, and that included humans. And so we have quote-unquote pink Kree who look kind of more human. So maybe she is Kree. That's a possibility.
Maybe
too.
She
now
is.
Now she's mixing her pinks and blues.
Yeah. I don't know. But what I like about this and what I like about bringing the Kree into it is it opens us up and opens the extended Marvel cinematic universe up for an eventual Kree-Skrull war. If we're bringing the Kree into it, especially this early, then we're planting seeds for something far grander that could take 10 years to develop. And the first seeds of it are dropped on a television show.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That's right? True.
We're the first
This could be phase three, you know, yeah, Avengers phase three.
Well, and it may not, I mean, we're just guessing it's Kree, but it may not be Kree. I mean, I you know, was reading a site where it was a few. It's taking forever to load because I was going to read a couple other options. But, you know, it could be another option. I mean, this was the one that had the most evidence for us that we thought. But, you know, there were a couple other ones. I mean, there's still the idea of, like, the Frost Giant was on there. And, you know, sorry, I can't find it.
Yeah.
But I think what you said earlier was that blue aliens are no strangers to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bunch of different ones. And there was another one, again, I can't remember the name, but somebody put that in the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer that they mentioned another blue alien in there. And again, I can't remember the name because my phone's not working in here to show me.
But it was another blue alien species.
Yeah,
that
it was
they
a different kind of species that they said it was even a potential, mm-hmm. you know, that it could be.
Okay. Well, or what were you going to say? Were you saying
Oh,
something?
No. Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, we don't even know if this is going to give, I mean, I bet it would give somebody powers, but Coulson's had this you know, GH in him for a while now.
Yeah. But when was the last time he was seriously injured?
He's been fighting and stuff like that. I mean, we've seen him get hurt.
Yeah, they tortured him.
Yeah.
They did torture him.
I do wonder, though,
if
that changes somebody, if that could have, like, really bad long-term effects for somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, if slowly, sort of, maybe the Kree DNA would rewrite a person's DNA, and you don't notice it at first because they still look human, but then just slowly over time they change into something different.
But he's human and she potentially isn't. So it could affect her totally differently.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. I mean, she could be fine 1 minute. She could be a time bomb. Well, like, we don't know what she could do.
Do you guys think he knows what this thing is? Or do you think it's just the fact that it's another being and it's another unknown thing that makes him more nervous to put into it, you know, into him or something?
I think
else?
He's deeply bothered by the fact that they put alien blood or alien DNA that they obviously didn't know what it was into mm-hmm. him.
So you don't think he knows what it is?
I think he either doesn't know or he has an idea. I don't think he knows for sure.
I think what would frighten him probably more is not knowing. Because, you know, it's that fear of the unknown that makes it worse. But, you know, it could just as easily go the other way. He could know exactly what this is, and that's why he's terrified.
And that's why he's not telling anybody? Or instead of starting another mystery?
On top of his feelings about bringing people back to life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But she wasn't dead yet.
No, she wasn't dead yet.
And that's why he was okay with it.
Well, I thought, like when he was saying don't do it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought she was flatlining just as Simmons injected her. But she was like, I was losing her anyway.
He wasn't
aware. Didn't know that, though. He was yelling it before they knew that she was dying. So I think it had more to do with, you know, the fact that he either did know exactly what this alien was and was like, oh, crap, this is a Kree and that's not good. Or B, it was just, you know, I don't want to put this unknown, you know, I already have this alien blood.
Like, maybe seeing the, you know, maybe seeing this, I can't really call it a person because he's not human, but seeing this person, you know, just deteriorated to the way that it was, like, and he wasn't, you know, we don't know if, like, the guest house was keeping this thing alive so that they could harvest its regenerative properties, like they were doing to it what they were doing to Coulson, you know, they won't let it die, you know, that's something, too, and maybe, you know, just seeing. That's horrifying. It's terrifying.
Well, and then it kind of puts a whole nother light on S.H.I.E.L.D. again, that they're not these great guys. That, you know, he doesn't know what this being is, but it's alive and it's a being and it has, you know, rights.
Yeah.
And it has a heartbeat.
Yeah, and they're taking that away and instead using it. to make, you know, their agents better. And yeah, it is torturous because it's alive.
It's nefarious. All right, we got to move on. We got to talk about our post-credit scene, which introduces Lorelai, who is an Asgardian, who's come to Midgard. She snatches up this young
Jimmy.
Newlywed.
Young newlywed husband.
That poor girl.
Yeah, I know.
Nicole,
left in the middle of Death Valley.
She probably had like all these bad dating experiences. And
she's like, I finally found the one.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Why do you go to a motel in Death Valley for your honeymoon?
My theory is they got married in Vegas, they eloped in Vegas, and they're on the way back.
Aww.
Death Valley's a little out of the way of Vegas, but
they were getting busy in the car. It just kept going. They don't know where they are.
Well, actually, a lot of people. I live about 2 hours from Death Valley. Funny story. I've never been, but I live 2 hours from Death Valley. And for a lot of people who don't live in the desert like I do, like I never go because I'm like, why would I want to go somewhere that's hotter than I currently am? But for people who aren't from the desert, going to see Death Valley is actually a novelty, especially if you go in spring because the wildflowers are blooming. And it's beautiful.
There's some cool stuff in Death
Good
Valley.
Wedding pictures.
But exactly. Lorelai.
I have some, and I did research on her after the show. In the Thor comics, she's the sister of Amora the Enchantress. So she's not the actual Enchantress, but they, obviously they seduce men. And in the stories, Loki told Lorelai to seduce Thor in hopes that it would distract him from preventing Loki from gaining more power. And eventually her and Thor meet in New York under their aliases, and she ends up somehow drinking the potion, and Thor gets intoxicated on the fumes and falls in love with her and eventually becomes her love slave.
Smart girl.
So
gotta lock that down.
I know.
Gotta
so
lock
much.
That down.
And she's speculated to be the only survivor of Asgard after Ragnarok, which is what I'm going to call their apocalypse.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. But now she's here in Midgard. We're not entirely sure why she's here, but she definitely doesn't want to go home. Next week, we're looking at Lady Sif.
Lorelai versus Sif.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay, that's going to be a
Alexander.
Sweet battle.
That's cool.
It's going to be awesome. Getting a little Thor crossover. It's going to be great. Okay, before we go into predictions, I just want to talk about it since we weren't on the air when it came out. How do you feel about the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
I'm so excited.
Isn't it just the raddest?
It's so excited.
It's so weird.
The tone was so different than I was expecting.
Yeah.
It's a lot different from the Marvel that we know, and I think also because, you know, two of the characters aren't humans, and they're just voiced by Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel. Chris Pratt, though.
Only one of the characters is human.
Yeah, well, I mean, but they're
actors.
Not, the actors aren't actually there. It's
CGI.
Because it's obviously not Bradley Cooper.
Right.
I think the tone is refreshing. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start reading the Annihilation part of the series of Guardians of the Galaxy just because I want to, get familiar with that because I know that's what it's based off of. So, excuse me. So I'm excited to see the movie.
Great.
It'll be cool.
I am too. Okay. Time for predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right, folks, how are we feeling? What are we thinking? We got Lady Sif touching down next week. We got 8 episodes left in the season. What do you want to see? What do you think's happening? Megan.
Just based on the promo made it sound like Lorelai, that she wants to enslave mankind. I don't know if she has any grandiose hopes like the promo is making it sound. I think you're right. I think she just doesn't want to go home.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of like a teenager who's run away, and she's just...
And Sif's got to go and get her.
She's breaking
her
parole.
Ground her.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think it's as anything grandiose as that. But, you know, from the looks of it, it looks like she entices Agent Ward. And I don't know if this is going to tie back into the Spear episode that we had previously. But I'd love to see some of the characters from that episode come back here. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kristen?
I'm going to go not with the previews for a second. I think we're going to see Phil Coulson look up more about what this alien is and it's going to I think he's going to try to do it on the sly, and obviously I don't think that's going to work out for him. So they seem to know everything.
Well, and
but I think it's going to distance him even a little bit more from the group.
That's a good point.
You know, maybe they'll be all wrapped up in Sif and Lorelai, and he'll almost be on his own.
Yeah. I'd like that.
I don't know. I still think there's going to be a moment where he has to go on his own, because we didn't really see that when he first discovered it. He still stayed with the group, but I think there has to be something.
I want to see him further rebel. Like, I want to see him further rebel and just, yeah, like, break away a little bit.
Yeah.
And he lied to May, of all the people, you know, that he's lied to. Like, I don't think he's ever lied to her. And so that's, you know, for somebody who is tired of secrets, that's really big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I personally think that Skye is the one to watch here. You don't write this into the show to have her be the same when she gets better. So I don't know whether she gets powers or it alters her personality, alters her biology. I'm not sure. But whatever we find out about her is also going to change the way that we look at Coulson. I'm very, very excited about what this blue guy in the tube means for the series and for the Marvel. Oh, don't hate me. Marvel Cinematic Universe. I've done four of these shows today.
It's all good.
Marvel Cinematic Universe at large. I'm really, really jazzed with this back half of the season, and I hope they just keep cranking out great episodes like this one.
I like to see Coulson and Skye kind of be a little more BFF now that they have this in common.
Yeah.
I want to see Mike Peterson get mad once Tripp and Simmons hook up.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Gonna have Deathlok coming after him. That's no good.
Also, Winter Soldier tie-in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In April.
How great was that preview, by the way?
Awesome.
All right. Joyce, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at JAJOURI and on Sunday nights at the Shameless Podcast.
Okay, Kristen.
I'm Kristen Carroll. You can find me on Twitter, KristenCarroll13, and I'm also on Walking Dead.
And Megan.
You can find me on Twitter at TheManguin. That's TheMenguin.
All right. And if you want to find me on Twitter, and I imagine that you do, you can find me at Matt Lieberman. That's MattLieberman. You can also find me all over the place here on AfterBuzz TV. Justified on FX. Got Lost Girl and Helix on Sci-Fi. Banshee on Cinemax. Got Cougar Town. I'm trying to remember what else. Got a bunch of new shows coming up. Resurrection on ABC starts this Sunday, March 9th at 9, 8 Central. Watch live and then come watch us on the after show. I have Playing House on USA coming up in April, as well as the return of Orphan Black. Mad Men's coming back this spring. I got a bunch of stuff. Anyway, more announcements to come. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you soon.
It's Matt TV.
No.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.